Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Josh's Tide joke over and over, a stowaway, and the Doobie Brothers. We'll have that coming up right after this.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
I didn't mean to laugh.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Can you help me find it?
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
Does that thing come with an air pump?
I thought you said you had smallpox. Really? No, seriously. Really?
But your feet are so big.
Aw, that's cute.
Hang on, I'll get my tweezers.
Aw, it's like a little light switch.
For a second there, I thought you had a third nipple.
I didn't know they could be innies.
Well, this explains your big car.
You don't want to say to a naked guy.
Wow, your boobs are bigger than mine.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we began the show with one of the classics, Invisible Leash, because we had an odd story yesterday. I mentioned how much I love the term stowaway.
Yeah, we have an update on her.
Yeah, you don't hear about it much. Because yeah. Back in the day, they'd be having a nice cocktail party on some ship and about to leave from the Hudson River to head to Europe or whatever, and then everyone's in tuxedos.
Must be from steerage.
Then they blow that whistle, and you have to get off the ship if you're not going. And then someone, you know, like the Marx Brothers, whatever, would stow away or somebody.
Right. Yeah. Well,
this is stowaway on airplanes, right, Christy?
Yeah. 69-year-old Marilyn Hartman left a facility where she'd been staying Tuesday. An electronic monitoring device allowed Cook County Sheriff's deputies to track her as she headed for Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Deputies activated an alarm on the 69-year-old's device as she neared Terminal 1, where she was arrested. She showed up in court yesterday. Her bail was set at $100,000. Her attorney said that she was distraught and she has mental illness, and she was only going to the airport because she saw a news story about herself. Whatever.
Yeah, this lady's got screw loose.
That kind of high bail makes sense, though. She is a free flight risk.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's just getting started.
That's two. I just steep that tea, my friend.
If I had drank that much more coffee, Josh, I would have been losing it. That was great.
But yeah, didn't you see this was? She's been caught either on a plane or getting off a plane or getting on a plane 22 times.
Right,
man.
But what a bizarre. What is the word?
Compulsion. I think you nailed it when you said.
That's what I said. Yes.
Affliction?
Yeah, maybe compulsion. Some of this stuff is, if professionals or people that know what they're talking about would say, this is a mental illness. And this is going to sound really stupid, but I doubt if there are a lot of people that have this particular
proclivity.
Yeah, so it's not like she can go find a group.
Right.
Hi, my name is Zelda, and I get on airplanes and stow away. And then 15 people go, hi, Zelda.
Stow away, too. Yeah.
You usually come to the 10 o'clock meeting.
Here you go, Pat. Stow away to steal away. Robbie Dupree. Get back.
That's
get
not
back.
A bad idea.
Is that Robbie Dupree?
God, I love
steal
that song.
Away.
Yeah. I do, too.
Stow away.
We met Robbie.
Stow away.
When did we meet him?
I don't remember that.
He didn't either.
When we were hosting the Marconi Awards in San Diego.
So we didn't.
The home of the filthiest certain coffee shop chain in America.
What?
Must have had a bad experience.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you've just heard is an audio hand grenade.
Well, I
Tom
put it
out
this way,
there, and it'll explode on us all later.
That particular franchisee, I would rather eat off of a toilet in a small town in Mississippi than go back into that.
Well, maybe it was just that one.
Yeah. I know it was. The point is, Christy, we met Robbie Dupree, really nice guy, and I love that song, Steal Away. Remember that one?
No, I don't. I can't.
You don't remember that
it's
song?
Very,
if I heard it, I probably would.
It's very Michael McDonald-y.
Okay. It's very Yacht Rock. It's Yacht Rock Radio.
There's a good chance I'll recognize it if I heard it, but I
I think you would. But
Gosh, that's right. And Josh really likes Michael McDonald, don't you?
I do. He makes some choices though. This is inexcusable.
It's a great song.
This is inexcusable.
It's Real Love, a great song from the Doobie Brothers, going back to
it can be argued.
Ladies and gentlemen, going back to 1980-ish.
Michael McDonald writes the best opening lines of any songwriter.
Yeah, you're. He's in the top five for sure.
See, this is great. You just don't like the beginning, the kind of
right. I don't like the mashing of the key.
I love. I like.
Sometimes
I
simple
prefer,
is good, Josh.
I prefer Doobies with Michael. Darling, here we go, darling.
Oh
yeah. I'm just another head on your
pillow.
Not
many people can sing that way.
Yeah, don't you wish you could do that just for a day?
Oh, Lord. Dude.
I think we all can.
Yeah, you can get higher than that.
It's easy to imitate, impossible to actually do well.
Right.
I think I did pretty good.
I was pretty good.
He's one of my favorite human beings. Let's not pick on him. So the point is, Christy, were you there at that?
No, we were not invited to that one.
Oh, so sorry.
No, it was just the two of you.
Okay. We were apparently invited to the one in Chicago, as I recall.
The one thing I remember about that, and this is really odd, when we landed in San Diego, which, incidentally...
That's one of the scariest airports to land in.
It is.
For pilots.
Yeah. Terrifying.
That one in mid... That and,
when I live there...
Midway.
You think you're going in the drink, don't you?
Yeah. Well, and you land between buildings.
You think you're going to run into Horton Plaza and land at the mall.
Okay.
Yeah. They've been talking about moving the airport to Miramar since I lived there in 95. So, but they still haven't done it. It's death defying.
So anyway, we get off the plane. We get off the plane and I hear Bob making the announcements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming over the PA.
Mm-hmm.
It did please refer to. I'm thinking, what the hell? I figure this is one of Bob's gags, and I'm waiting for him to go paging Richard Smoker.
right.
Richard Smoker. And then I look, and there's Bob. And when we came back, I mentioned this on the air, and a whole bunch of people emailed in going, yeah, there's some guy that does a bunch of airports that sounds just like Bob.
Oh,
weird.
It was very, very odd.
Huh.
But
sounds just like him.
Yeah, very, very cool. And wouldn't it be great to get on the PA at an airport and have a little fun?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
When we found the code in my high school for the... all the announcements were done over a phone.
Oh.
And we would watch one of the teachers who would make constant announcements, and we learned the code, and occasionally we would get on there in the middle of the day and say things.
Have you seen the video on TikTok? That's right.
Yes.
This guy picks up a phone, and I'm going to say a Target, maybe, and puts it down by his butt.
I saw that.
He farts so loud. Man, that's comedy.
That
is comedy. In the butt.
I have a butt story today. Did you see the bungee jumper?
I did not.
Oh, Tommy.
Prolapsed? Prolapsed anus?
Look on your Twitter, chick.
In any event, the reason we played Invisible Leash, this poor woman who... they've set her bail very high. She obviously
$100,000
obviously
yeah.
needs some mental health.
Yeah, hopefully she gets
some sort. But how do you get? How do you stow away in a plane? Is my question.
That's a great question.
You've got to get through security.
Right.
You have to get past
then
the lady
get
that
on the plane,
the boarding pass woman.
They should get the
or man.
They should get the guy who teaches the seminars for Progressive Insurance on how not to be your parents. They could bring him in and go, "Ma'am, funny. Do you know that you can?" You can buy a ticket to get on the plane, and no one will bother you.
Right?
Think about that for
Those
a second.
Those are, for my money, the funniest commercials on TV. Right? They're so subtle.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
A daredevil in Russia has pulled off a bizarre stunt where he did a bungee jump with the cord attached to piercings on his butt.
No.
Ooh,
oh, this is so hard to watch.
This is
yeah. The half-naked adrenaline junkie filmed in St. Petersburg, taking the idea of bungee jumping to the next level by attaching the cord to his piercings and throwing himself off a bridge. As you can imagine, as he plummets, you can hear a bit of screaming.
Oh, boy. I bungeed my ass off the other day.
Oh, my God.
Would you test this before you do it?
I cannot.
He must have known something.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have, God, I mean, couldn't it have ripped the flesh off?
You would think. You'd think so for sure.
He jumped from a height of 89 feet.
Threw Steve-O and Jackass in the water, hooked in through his face with
the fish
hook.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right?
Yeah. But, I mean, if that had been a problem, they could have just driven the boat back and sewed him up. In this case, if the guy's flesh ripped off, he would
plummet to the earth,
hit the ground.
Yeah,
you know what's next, don't you?
No, what's next?
Wiener.
Yeah. Remember, Mr. Lifto.
Yeah, Mr. But wouldn't that literally pull it off?
Beautiful.
Remember, Lifto. We had Mr. Lifto. Now, he was with the side. What was the side?
Jim Rose's.
Jim Rose's side show, circus or something, and he picked up Josh.
He
had a harness for his male member, and he actually picked up big cinder blocks.
And then he would twist it, didn't he?
Yeah,
and
it was
spin
so
it.
Horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible to watch.
Big twist.
I went to a hipster bar in Chicago after an open mic one time, and there was a guy with a piercing at the end of his, and he put a chair on it, and he spun it around, and for his closer, you could staple money to him.
You could staple money to him.
I would pay $100 a ticket to see that.
Staple money to somebody?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yikes.
That hurts. My buddies and I staple gunned each other's legs once.
Ugh.
But this guy, once again, the penile clamp, whatever it was.
Mr. Lifto. Yeah. Ugh.
That will be next. I predict it will be unsuccessful.
Do you think it permanently stretched it out?
His ass?
No, Mr.
Lifto.
Oh, that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah. I imagine his urologist loves him, so it gives him something to talk about at the conventions. So anyway, we played Invisible Leash in honor of this lady. Now, Josh.
Yeah.
This is the song we were talking about right here.
Would I want to know?
Oh, sure.
Why don't we stow away?
Yeah. I absolutely
do. Away
into the night. Into the night.
It's flight.
You can work on that, Pat.
I
think it's been done.
If anything sounds more like 1983, I don't know what.
Yeah.
Is that like the 80s?
Yeah. I want to say that's probably 80, maybe 80 or 81.
That's a fun song. That's a good margarita on a dock song.
Yeah, it's very Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
And then didn't he have one like Hot Rod Hearts or something?
I'm not kidding.
Wasn't that the other hit? I don't know. We'll
I think it came out in 1980, actually.
Wow.
Released April 1980. Good job, Tom.
This chick and I can do this because we had to play all this stuff. You kind of remember when you've...
What a mess that was, huh?
Prince, I want to be your lover.
That guy who bungee jumped with It was connected to the piercings in his butt.
In his buns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in a band.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. So wait, let me get this straight, Josh. So this guy bungee jumped.
The setup
jumped.
Is everything,
this
Josh.
Guy.
This joke's, I'm telling you. For,
coming in 5, 4, 3.
This joke is for our producer and like maybe 4 other people.
Okay.
So it's like many of the jokes in this show.
Yes.
So this guy, he bungee jumps, but the cord is not attached to his body with a traditional harness, but it's attached to his buns, his butt.
Piercings.
With piercings?
Yeah, and it stretches, it'll stretch it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's part of a band called the Saggy Bottom Boys.
The name of the band.
Two thumbs up from Dean.
Yeah, no.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to explain that for the rest of humanity?
That's the bluegrass-esque type band that's in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are they called?
The Soggy,
Bottom Boys,
That's really a high-quality joke.
Again,
for Dean, who loves bluegrass music.
That is a great song.
A handful of other
folks. That guy sings real high. I think he's in Alison Krauss's band. I don't know what his name is.
Great. Thank you very much.
Sorry to bother you.
Okay. We have Christy Lee in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom,
yes,
itching
sir.
To get going.
No, not really.
With some news. Well, I'm very excited about today's news. We have laundry detergent news.
Oh,
all kinds
I
of
know,
stuff.
And that's going to piss you off.
And I guess you're not supposed to eat laundry detergent.
I'll be annoyed.
Yeah.
Well, no.
You know, I always wash my laundry in Tide.
Oh, why don't you do it out?
No.
That's
this,
not
is a,
right.
This is a Tide joke. This try is... it again. Try it. Who knows what?
I changed the setup a little bit, so that's why chicks.
Try it with Willie.
Yeah, do it with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Oh, Willie, did you know that I wash my laundry detergent in Tide?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's too damn cold to wash it out Tide.
Ace?
Did I say wash my laundry detergent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I messed it up too.
No, I think
well,
even,
that's okay.
even
think
had
about
you gotten it right, I'd try doing it. Try doing it right.
You know, I do my laundry. I wash my laundry in Tide.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah,
how's that?
Too damn cold to wash it out Tide.
You know, I think the important thing is
I got that one right?
We finally got there.
Maybe give it with a little more of a speech impediment in the beginning.
Okay, what would you like to hear? Like a lift?
Like a big tongue?
Try
like a fat tongue?
Try it with a lift.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, I wash my laundry in Tide.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's too damn cold to wash it out Tide.
Oh, that's really good.
That really helps the joke. Although it's very offensive.
I don't know. Yeah, Josh, I usually work pretty blue. I don't really get clean jokes. So.
Oh, there we go.
Ah.
Let's see, where were we? Chick McGee's at the DraftKings sports desk. Oh, if there is ever a month to have some fun on DraftKings. And, of course, Josh Arnold stands upright, and he does so because of Orange Insoles at orangeinsoles.com. He's in the sidekick chair. Check it out. Free shipping with the code Bob and Tom. This is Tom. There's Willie. There's Ace. We covered everybody. Let's go.
I think so.
The NFL will nearly double their media revenue. That's right.
Wait, from last year or?
Last year's contract. The previous revenue, yes. $10 billion a season with a B.
God.
Aren't less people watching games on TV?
New rights agreement yesterday, including a deal with Amazon Prime Video. Watch Tom's head come off his body. That gives the streaming service Amazon exclusive rights to Thursday Night Football starting in 2022.
I didn't think anybody was watching Thursday nights. Weren't the ratings quite low?
They're pretty good.
They've complained because the teams aren't sharp on Thursday night. They're saying there's not enough rest.
But the ratings are still. Remember that even though ratings may be down overall, if you look at the top 100 individual shows on TV, they're all football games.
Not what I was saying.
Well, no, because what you were saying wasn't interesting or to the point.
None of this matters except for the NFL is going to make a lot of money.
Yep.
That's Amazon.
Yeah. $10 billion.
Yeah.
Boy, it's about time.
Amazon is currently making all of the money.
Right. Well, they're going to get even more of it.
Can't he just give me some?
Amazon. Can't he just give
off them
me
a little
some?
Bit. They're overrated.
Okay, what else have you got?
Joey Chestnut has tackled yet another food challenge in the event hosted by Fan Controlled Football.
Oh, now, did he eat more than he ate last year?
You need to shut up. Chestnut was matched up against four teams with two players each to see who could eat the most boneless wings in a minute and a half. Willie, your thought on boneless wings.
Well, so here we go. This is another thing pretending what it is. A boneless wing is not a boneless wing. A boneless wing doesn't exist.
Right, it's a tender, isn't it?
It's a tender. Yeah. That's all it is. This is the same thing as calling it, what was I mad about yesterday?
Tender?
The cauliflower
crust or something.
Chicken bite or something. Yeah, go.
Joey 833, the team that took second place. It says team here. Mm-hmm. Must not have been just one guy competing. 31 wings, while third place, 828.
Okay.
These are pro football.
So these aren't chicken wings that have been properly boned by a professional butcher or chef. These are just chunks of chicken that...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, a proper chicken wing has bones in it.
I know.
It's a wing.
So, but when they're calling it boneless wings, they're not really boneless wings.
Exactly.
They're like chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Perfect. Essentially.
A dressed chicken nugget, if you will.
So we should call him Joey... Oh, wait a minute.
They're mostly beef.
Joey Chestnugs.
Chestnugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. I guess.
Those shirts aren't going to sell, are they?
No. More sports coming up.
I guess chicken tenders sounds kind of
tender.
Lame.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll find out.
Return the chicken tenders.
Also coming
They're
up today.
They're not real hot.
also coming up today.
They're not real hot.
The Italian army. This is a true story. The Italian army is in the news for blowing up the wrong thing.
Whoopsie!
We'll find out what
Didn't
it was.
The Italian army throw all their enemies in the trunk first? Thank you.
Really meatballs, guys.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.